go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Y'all ever just sit around and wonder in God's earth when it's quiet, deep in thought, and think, I wonder how two sumo wrestlers have sex? How do they do it? Two big old bellies like that, just rubber tubbing and dubbing.
Hell of a question. Hell of a question. And I must say, shout out to, I want to give a shout out to Britt. She just did her 50th episode. That says a lot. That says a lot. Her rookie game, her rookie season is phenomenal. It's others that I thought would be able to do that, but they just didn't. And she did. And she did it in a fast, so she might be the quickest rookie to reach milestones quicker than the other ones, because the other ones just, some of them just really didn't start yet. Some of them just fell off. Some of them just, you know, great, phenomenal to get 50 in your first, 50 W's in your first season. That's crazy. That's crazy. So y'all go check her latest episode out. I think, what is the episode called? If I'm not mistaken, it's called 50 Facts and Fave. Now, I would have played a clip, but she got music playing in the background. And I'm on YouTubes now, so, you know, I don't want y'all to be looking at I don't have any visuals, but if I did, then it would be silent because of the music in the background. But she went through a list of things that basically make up her, you know what I mean? And I asked her to send me that list because I thought it was interesting, especially when it got to like the second half of that list. And I'm going to go through her answers or her replies kind of, because the list has some of her reply. But these are, I label mine's 50 and impossible, because she did have 51 down here, but the 51 didn't have nothing. So by the end of this, I might add something, but we'll see. We're going to go through this, and then whatever I need to switch over or change, y'all will know. Like, the first one is appreciating motherhood and what I love about it. So apparently, when you look at me, I don't look like a she. All right, so we're going to switch that to fatherhood. Fatherhood is fun. Fatherhood is stressful. It's a roller coaster. But you appreciate it. And when you are one of the providers of your family, you know, the rock, the solidness, the half of the foundation, and you at a certain age, it's like you want to do more for your kids. You want, this is a, you know, if you are in your 40s, this is the, you are in position of helping build the foundation of your kids now, because they're either in middle school, high school, or out of school, and it's really adulting time. You know what I'm saying? Like, where we at, we're in adulting time, but this is also our travel time. Like, niggas in their late 30s, early 40s, and beyond, is they trying to travel the world, because now we like at halftime. It's a halftime or the third quarter for some of us. You know, so now it's time to get with it. It's time to build up and beef up those memories and stuff like that. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all these other holidays that might require some heavy cooking, that's on us now. You know what I mean? But I appreciate fatherhood. It's a journey. It's something that I don't take lightly. It's difficult, but it's fun. It could be easy at some times, and it is what it is. I mean, it's one of those things where you think you clock into work every day. Let's see what the next one. Loving the healing and growth I found in myself. That's major, because I started to tap in. Me and her had a conversation. Me and Brett had a conversation about zodiac signs and how your sign brings out your true traits and characters and stuff like that. And I can tell you, early on in my life, or a bulk of my life, I never really got into like the zodiac sign shit and stuff like that. I've always known that I was a Capricorn, and the month that I was born in and things like that. And I've heard certain things about Capricorns. And for the most part, all of it was true. You know what I'm saying? And but when you get to like when you get down to like the details and things like that, is you kind of like, damn, a lot of this shit sounds extremely accurate. And although I'd be like, anybody could have these traits, I think it just depends on how you was raised and your experiences and stuff like that. But for the most part, what they say about a Capricorn, and I can't say is much of a lie. I think it's different levels. I think it's certain percentages that's higher than others in certain categories and lanes. But for the average or general description of a Capricorn is fairly true. But one of those things is, you know, I'm a natural loner. I'm a natural introvert at heart. Whatever comes with that. But a lot of that kind of helps with my self acknowledgement or my peace, my inner peace and stuff like that. And I just tend to stick to myself in certain pockets of the day, in a month, in a year, and I just stick to myself and things like that. I still continue to make merch. I play video games. I like to walk. I don't know if people know that, but I like to walk. I like to walk through the neighborhoods and stuff like that. Not just for exercise, but it's like an adventure for me. You know, I'm just looking at other houses and areas and things of that nature. So, I mean, you know, that's a part of my peace and growth. And the way I talk, the tone of my voice, the way I carry myself is different now. You know what I'm saying? And as far as the healing part, you know, my mother's birthday just passed recently last Saturday, October 26th. And I tend to, everybody goes through the seasonal depressions type stuff. And I think I deal with that better than I have in the past. And shout out to Jay Book. She hit me up. Gigi called me. So those are my two dogs right there. You know what I'm saying? Brett, obviously, my wife. Shout out to my wife. She brought a birthday cake, a balloon. And, you know, a few family members hit me up in regards and, you know, stuff like that. And I post my yearly picture, one or two pictures of me and my mom every year. But I've learned how to carry on. You know what I'm saying? It's still a wound. It is not, will never completely be healed, but it's a healing process that's going to continue to just keep healing. You know what I mean? As I get older and more understanding. Let's see. Crying at everything. That's number, crying at everything. Not, that's not me, but I am an emotional person depending on what it is. So I'm not emotional towards everything, or I don't cry. I shouldn't just say emotion, because that emotions is, that's different type of things, right? You got happy, sad, mad, upset, goofy, whatever the case may be, type of emotions. This particularly is saying crying. I don't cry at everything, but I am a crier though. You know what I'm saying? Inside Out too, anxiety. I definitely cried at that scene because I totally understand the anxiety character, right? Number four, you hear some dogs in the back because there's dogs in the back and they're wrestling with each other, if you can hear them. Number four, I choked on a grape at six. So Britt explained in her episode that she choked on a grape. And she also has another story that connects with choking on a grape. I don't remember choking on anything, but I would say an equivalent experience to that is, and I've shared this on a podcast before, I rode a bike, mountain bike, down three big ass steps outside my homeboy's apartment. As a kid, though, you know, he stayed there with his mama. And though it was three steps, all right, so you have the sidewalk, then you have three big ass steps, and then you got a walkway, and then you have another set of steps that goes to kind of like a screen door that opens up to a flight of steps to his apartment. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? So what I did was we took the bikes and we was riding down the steps. This particular time, I rode down the steps. Now you're going down a runway. And I leaned forward, coming down the three steps, huge steps. Now, I'm not a BMXologist or I'm not a X Games professional bike rider. But I know damn well you're not supposed to lean forward when your bike is pointing down, going down, whether it's a hill or some steps. And handlebars went forward, and I landed on my chest. And for at least it, which felt like several minutes, I was out of breath, and I couldn't talk. I had no voice, in pain, and I was scared because I thought I had lost my voice forever. So, yeah, y'all got to go listen to Britt's part about the grape. Then you'll come back and listen to how I almost, you know, smashed my goddamn chest in. Number five, coolest place you've ever traveled. With me, it would probably be the second time we went to Hawaii. The first time it was more of a resort thing. We was confined within a couple of blocks and stuff like that. We didn't get to travel, and it was the Waikiki. But then the second time we went to the Big Island, and I drove across the Big Island to where, because we went on an adventure to go look for a cave. Me and my family went on an adventure in Hawaii to look for a fucking cave. And the reason why it was dope and it was an adventure is because we drove through like a, yo, I'm recording, Mocha. Don't be rude. If you want to say hi to the people, then say hi, but don't be in the back trying to steal all the goddamn, you know what I mean? Anyhow, we're driving across the Big Island, and we drove through like a small little storm where it was gray, foggy, little rain. Well, it was a lot of rain. But then we get on to the other side. At one point, Marcy was like, I'm with you if you want to turn back around. And they had, you know, they got the little outskirts, the little pockets on the side to where, hey, you're a little tired, pull to the side. Or, you know, and it was kind of scary at first when she had brought it up because the fog and stuff was so thick, we couldn't really see the oncoming traffic or nothing like that. We could barely see in front of us. So we were driving like maybe 40 miles per hour, you know. But eventually we got through it, sunshine. And I can show y'all some pictures, but we found a cave. We walked deep into a cave. Yeah, we wildin'. It was just beautiful, man. We saw this goddamn tree that looked like the shit came from like Stranger Things, something where Vecna would be at. Go listen to my Hawaii episode. Big Island. Koa, get that out of your damn mouth. Yeah, the Big Island was a vibe, man. It was super dope. So that's probably the dopest, the coolest place I've been to travel to. Number six, visiting Paisley Park. I don't know what that is. Okay, so I'm not going to even lie to you. So I'm going to tell you how I took a visit. Well, not necessarily. We went to Jamaica. We went to Jamaica right after Hawaii, and that was fun. You know what I'm saying? We went on the excursions, things of that nature. I think we had the Jamaica Independence Day celebration. It was a lot coming from there. I want to go back to Jamaica for sure. And they drive crazy out there. Did not get no KFC, but look up Jamaican KFC, and you'll know why I'm upset that we didn't get no KFC. Number seven, hobby. Her hobby is her plants, and she got so many different type of plants. She be talking to her plants. She play music and stuff like that. I don't do plants. I like plants, but I don't do plants. My wife got some plants. I do video games. I do merch. So, you know, I'm at the rec 9 times out of 10. I didn't get Madden this year. I did get NCAA football, but I didn't think 2K would step in front of it like that, but it did. I haven't played NCAA in so long right now. But right now I have a 99 overall guard, and I just redid him so his pass can be up. He's nice, nigga. He's nice, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. That's my hobby right now. Heavy on the video games and heavy on the merch. Number eight, she says she collect crystals. That's interesting. I didn't know she did that. When she came out here, she had some crystals with her. I didn't know she was a Power Ranger. I did not know that. And that's dope. And that's dope. I don't collect crystals. Right now, I'm not in collection of any. If anything that I'm in collection of right now is probably crew necks and hoodies. That's the only thing I'm in collection of right now. I haven't collected anything else outside of those two things. Let's see. Favorite concert. She went to a Prince concert, and apparently she went when she was younger versus when she was older. I would say the Locks. The only reason why I say the Locks, because I've seen them as adults. As an adult, shout out to my boy Smooth, downtown L.A. It was a small little spot in downtown L.A., very intimate. We paid VIP to be up there. It was like six people up there, a couple of girls and like two other people that were spread apart. And me and Smooth sat together. We was right next to the sound producer, whatever the case. And the general admission actually got closer seats. Well, it was a stand-up room down below. We was up top. But I got to meet the Locks. I got to, you know, I gave Jada Pound. They all three of them signed my shirt. We got video. I got pictures. You know what I'm saying? So I would definitely say, I would say the Locks. Even though I have been to I've never been to an official Kendrick concert, but I've been to a concert where Kendrick was a part of it. That was All-Star. That was one of the All-Star weekends. He killed that too. Let's see, number 10, I've never been to a strip club. Now, I have. I've been to a strip club with Marcy. Me and Marcy been to a strip club twice. Fun, okay? But my strip club career has always been fun. I like the private stripper shows where they come to the crib or we rent it out. I remember for the homie bachelor party, it was like a U-Haul. Not a U-Haul, but like a... shipping containers. Those shipping containers that was converted. You know how they use a lot of shipping containers. They convert into like small, tiny homes. And that's kind of like what it was. It wasn't a tiny home. It was more so of a, what do you want to call it? It was like a man cave, like a mansion man cave made out of shipping containers. They had a strip pole up in there. They had a bar. I got sick that night, but I had the Jack Nicholson seat in there. Like, and if y'all don't know what that is, Jack Nicholson has a seat at the stables where nobody sits in his seat. And they just know Jack, this is Jack's seat. And I had a seat where all the strippers just kept coming over there. Now, I'm not sure because I was flashing some money, because hear me out. I'm the king of $40. I'm the king. I make it stretch. So I had it in my hat. I had a couple hanging on my pocket, but it was all $40. I did not have a lot. I know I didn't spend nothing over $100. Very cheap at. But we had already paid for the strippers. The strippers got paid for. Everything else was just tips. But all the strippers came over there. I remember a chick that came down the steps. She did like a somersault roll, and they did the splits on top of me. Crazy. It was a crazy night. Crazy night. Giving out too much information. So, yeah, I have been to a strip club. Brit, you've never been to a strip club. I'm happy for you, and I'm jealous because now me, you, and Marcy got to go to a strip club together. Please put that on your bucket list. Me, you, Marcy, strip club. 2025. Number 11, guilty pleasure movies. I ain't going to even lie to you. Tubi. Tubi is my guilty pleasure, period. It used to be Peacock, but it's Tubi. Tubi is my guilty pleasure. And it's like, here's the thing. I'm tired of saying stuff is like trash or critiquing things like terrible acting. Like, you know what you go to these type of movies for. It's because you have, just like when you go, I haven't been to McDonald's in a very long time, but I remember what their cheeseburger tastes like. I remember what the fries taste like. I know what the apple pie tastes like. I know what a, you know, Big Mac tastes like. And even though it's not good for you, and your taste bud might be a little bit more advanced than that now, but you still know it tastes good. It's going to take care of whatever that itch is. You know what I mean? That's what Tubi is. You know, that's my guilty pleasure. I will watch some Tubi shit. You know what I'm saying? If I get desperate. Number 12, my fifth grade yearbook favorites. All right. I never had a yearbook. Oh, I don't remember having a yearbook in the fifth grade. I don't know where that, I don't have none of my yearbooks. You know what I mean? But I will tell you this about a yearbook story. My last year, I did not hoop my last year. It was a mix up with a person with the same name. Some gray shit went on, and I just didn't have the urge to fix the shit when I needed to. Also, them niggas never gave me health class It was a health class that they never gave me in the 9th grade. So I had to make that shit up in order to graduate. So I had to go to night class for that. I mean, anyhow, I sacrificed my last year of basketball to be a part of the yearbook committee. And nigga, I showed up and showed out for the homies. Nigga, Dobby played football. That nigga Dobby got multiple pictures in the yearbook. The basketball team got a crazy page. You know what I'm saying? And I sprinkled myself in throughout the year. But I got a couple of appearances throughout the year, but I gotta go find one. I try to find a person who has the yearbook so y'all can see. Because I had a lot of input on something, not everything. My job was to do the sports because I had access on the field, on the court, in the locker rooms. I had access to all that because I was a player. So that was my job. So you know what I did? I catered to the sports. Well, mainly basketball and football. Shout out. So that's my yearbook. That's my damn Stephon Diggs. I just lost Stephon Diggs for the whole year. What's the next one? That's the next. Okay, number 13. Movies I don't like that everyone else does. Let's see. I don't really complain about movies. Like, you know what? I don't like Hallmark movies. I will watch them if I'm in the mood or if I'm high or if I just, you know, doing my quality time with my wife. But I don't like predictable, cheesy movies. And that's Hallmark. You know, like, I don't like the movies where, you know, she's a laundromat worker. The king comes through. He needs an emergency cleanup thing. He sees you. You're attractive. You think he's an ass. So y'all end up being together or some shit like that. Like, I don't like those type of movies, you know. Outside of that, I'm really open, but you know, I'm more of a thriller, suspense, horror, action type of guy, animation as well. So hey, shut up. Y'all hear me recording. Stop being disrespectful to this episode, Mocha. God damn. So yeah, I ain't really got no complaint towards no movies like that. Number 14, books I like to read. The one book that I'm reading right now is the subtle art of not giving a fuck by Mark Manson. A counterintuitive approach to living a good life. Yeah, I bought that one. I still haven't finished it. You better not go to that window and bark. There's nothing back there. The one book that my all-time favorite book is Tears of a Tiger. Very emotional book. It's a depressing book, but it was dope. You know what I'm saying? Of Mice and Men. I know I'm. That was a dope book, though. That was a dope book. I'm not much of a book reader, though. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I like the audios. I could fuck with. Never finished the Will Smith one, though. Let's see. How many pillows do you sleep with? Now, this is a very fucking good question. I like to just sleep with one and fold it. But I like to be surrounded by pillows. When I'm laying down, I like the little hot dog pillow. Is it called a hot dog pillow, a lay pillow or some shit like that? I like that pillow just like when I'm gaming or I'm just chilling and stuff like that. But when I go to sleep, I like a beat up pillow. I don't like a firm pillow because I don't want a crook in my neck and I want to be comfortable. I want to be able to form my comfortability. So I would just say one or two pillows. A pet peeve. I don't like loud people. I don't like, it's a lot of shit that just bothers me. Loud people, cigarette smokers. Bad kids and the parents that come with them. Let me tell you. I really believe that motherfuckers know that their kids is bad and they either don't know how to correct them or they just don't care. And that really bothers me. Because if I do something to your child, then you have the right to be upset. But at the same time, I feel like I had the right to check his ass. And I don't like that. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to my kids. If your child is acting like an asshole towards my kid and you not doing nothing, then I'm going to want to fight you. Yeah, this ain't no tough guy shit. This is a parent protecting his child. Like, if you can't control your child, then I have to whoop you. I have to bully you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's so many pet peeves, dog. Like, move your fucking basket out of the way. That one kills me. That one, you know, nigga, this is at, we in a supermarket. Niggas is trying to get to that cereal, my nigga. You in a way. Move your shit out the way. Just move, be considerate. You know what I mean? That's it. Just move your fucking basket out the way. What's the next one? Bucket list location. Oh, Tokyo. Off top. Me and Marcy been talking about this for years. I want to go to Tokyo. Yes. And I told her, I said, and I will go by myself. Like, that's how much I want to go. I'm not about to sit up here and wait on nobody, but we do, as a couple, plan on going to Tokyo. I do want to go to Tokyo. That's definitely on the bucket list. Let's see. Favorite family tradition. That's a good one. What is our... one of our family traditions was we would make a video performing, dancing to music for Christmas and for the New Year's. And we had stopped doing it because that's when, you know, obviously they didn't, you know, scale back a little bit. But they used to take all our videos down sometimes after a year because of copyright infringement. Yeah, so now that TikTok is a thing and they got everything squared away with the music and IG is showing more love, we can make videos again. And we made one last year for the New Year's. Shout out to Henry. He was a part of it. But that's one of our family traditions. Also, we travel as a family too once a year. And we also have a family tradition to the side. Like, we have another side family tradition where we travel with the Crosleys. That's my homeboy and his family. And we've done Big Bear together. We're doing Mexico this year. You know what I mean? So that is kind of a tradition for us to do something. And me and Marcy do the couples thing where we'll travel with a couple and you know, we went to Napa, you know what I'm saying? Next year, I'm not sure what it is going to be, but that's also a tradition. I mean, it's outside of our whole family, but still. So that was a good one, family traditions. Talent show. I don't remember. You have to go to her show to talk about what the talent show is. I'm assuming she was in a talent show before. I was in a talent show in high school where I think I was rapping or something like that. And I did the stupid ass R. Kelly thing. I know I shouldn't have said his name. Where I sat in the chair. This one, I had a little bit of hair and I said, and braid my hair. And I had it. And I had... I don't know what the hell I was rapping. I don't remember what it was. I just remember I got on stage, me and my homeboy, and we was rapping. Don't know what we rapped. Don't know what beat we did. All I remember was when it ended, I sat in the chair and told her to braid my hair, and a girl came on stage and acted like she was braiding my hair. That's what I remember in high school. And I also was in like a... what'd you call that shit? When you're on a runway, modeling type shit. I modeled some clothes for the homie clothing line before at a Scientology place. That shit was crazy. I still got pictures of that. Fears. Oh man, I don't like to talk about my fears only because I don't like to speak. You know, speak life into them. But I just have a fear of losing someone close to me, like I've already had. I've, you know, lost both of my parents, you know what I'm saying? And lost some friends. So that's one. You know, anything pertaining family, just afraid of failure. I think that's my biggest fear, is afraid of failure. My fear of dying has died out a long time ago. You know what I mean? I don't want to sound morbid, but To say that I'm excited to see what's on the other side, that's one thing. But I have no plans on getting there anytime soon. You know, I could wait, but the fear of death within myself, that's not a fear. But yeah, like I said, as long as everybody's protected in the grace of God and we got some angels looking over us, that's what I'm here for. But that's what I fear about every day I go to work. Every day I go to work, every day I drive home, whatever. I'm my mind is racing. My mind is never off. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much my fear on that one. Favorite love song. I don't know if this for all time. I can't give you just one love song all time, but I don't know, to tell you the truth. It's not a hard question. It's just I'm not sure what type of love song that I would want to, like, because the first person that pops in my head is either Hailey Smalls or Victoria Monet as far as, like, recent artists, and they have some great R&B songs. So it would probably be anything that they made, you know? I mean, I can go back in a day and search up some vintage R&B songs, but right now I've just been on this, you know, this new alternative R&B soul type of, you know, vibe or whatever. And if I had to pick, I mean, if I had to pick a song right now just so niggas can get off my back, I would probably say, damn, I can't think of one. You know, I'm just throw a song out there that y'all probably would like. I want to play it during the episode, but I don't want it to get blanked out. But The Dream, Fruition, that's one. That's a cool song. That's a cool song that you can play and dedicate to somebody. They'll like it. She mentioned that she used to go to, like, video shoots and stuff like that as her favorite pastime. I didn't have that type of experience, but that was definitely dope. You got to go hear her talk about that and the artists that she's met and became friends with. But my favorite pastime might be, I would think, as a kid, playing hooping. Like, going to just random parks to go hoop, like street ball. Street ball, that was probably my favorite pastime. I used to love hooping, going to Santa Monica. We used to hoop everywhere, though. So I would just say hooping. Between the ages of, like, maybe a teenager, maybe 14 to, like, my mid-20s, to all the way to the adult leagues. Yeah, that's probably it right there. Celebrity crush. Oh, my God. Everybody know, man. Vanity is always up there. I loved a lot of older women that was popular in the 70s and the 80s and in the 90s, of course. But Vanity is up there. Shit, who else? I mean, it was a lot of artists. Janet was always going to be up there. Maya will always be up there. Nia Long. God, it was a lot. It was a lot. Aaliyah. Chili. You know what I mean? Like, Pam Grier. Pam Grier was sexy than a mug, boy. Yeah, those are my several celebrity crushes. What song can you recite perfectly for one meal? You know what? I'll be honest with you, America. A lot of songs that I love, sometimes some of them songs I never took the time to learn them word for word. I just didn't. You know how you know love a song so much and you always said it a certain way because it, like, rhymed, but it wasn't what they really said? I'm still that person. I like that. That's a favorite pastime. Not knowing the lyrics, but still singing every word to it. What song would that be, though? I couldn't really tell you, bro. I had to get back to you on that one. I had to get back to you. And I probably do know a lot of songs word for word. I used to know Calling Out Names word for word. It's a diss track. It would be a diss track. I used to know that. New York, New York. I used to know all the words to that. All the songs that I know word for word is probably diss tracks. You know what I'm saying? Hit them up. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to say. And I probably know a lot of R&B songs word for word than rap, though. And that was for $1 million. So if I had to do a song for $1 million, it'll probably be is it a Mike song? I don't know. I probably had to play it safe, though, because $4 million $4 million, you better get that shit correct. I'll get back to you on that one. Number 25, we halfway there. I didn't learn to swim until she didn't learn how to swim until she was 17 years old. I learned how to swim probably somewhere around 11 or 12, somewhere around there. Middle schoolish. You know, I went to Fremont. Next to Fremont was a pool. It was a city pool, but it was also a pool that Fremont used to use in meets and stuff like that. That's how I learned. And we even practiced and trained in there from the basketball team in the pool. So definitely, I know how to swim. I'm probably out of 10, I'm probably about an eight. Favorite high school dance? What dances were we doing in high school? The Tootsie Roll? the favorite high school, the best dance in high school was always the Crip Walk. Crip Walk is going to go down as California's number one dance of all time. And it's going to probably go down as a top five dance in the world, existing world of dancing in hip hop culture. The Crip Walk. So I'm gonna go with that one, play it safe. Or just dancing with a girl. You know what I'm saying? 27, fact. I don't like pumpkin spice. I don't like pumpkin anything either. So I'm with you on that one, Britt. I don't like nothing. I don't. I don't like the candles. I don't like, no. Number 28, she says she gets seasonal depression. I do as well. Like I said, I've done with it. In a much better manner than I have in the past now. You know what I'm saying? What Maya Angelou says, she was like, if you don't like it, change it. And if you can't change it, then change your fucking attitude about it. And that's what I roll with. If I can't change it, then I'm going to change my attitude about it. Simple as that. Favorite TV shows to binge watch. Oh my God. So the oldie, like, you're going to always have that lineup of Martin, the Wayne Brothers, the fucking The Office. She mentioned what you call it, though, the fantasy football joint. That was dope. I did like that. I remember I stumbled upon that. That shit was hella funny. It is hella funny. But it's not a go-to. But it is, you know, it's of the Office elk. You know what I mean? And then all the new shit that come out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like the Power series. I didn't, you know, some shit unbelievable, absolutely. But shout out to Monet. She's no longer here. May she rest in peace. But I binge watch all that shit, you know? But I love the Wayans Brothers. I love that show. And Martin. All that shit go hand in hand. Those are my top two. Those two right there. But I'll binge anything. Anything that I'm interested in, I'll binge anything. You know, Stranger Things, that's a good one to binge. For sure, that's a good one. 13 Reasons Why, that's a good one to binge. Let's see. I love mint chocolate anything. I hate it. That's one. But she is also on the opposite side of candy when it comes to... She likes candy corn and mint chocolate. I don't like those two at all. I think two of those two right there can go away. Those two right there are so disturbing to my life. I don't like mint and chocolate going together. I can't do it. I cannot do it at all. They have ice cream. That's disgusting. They got Hershey bars. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers are making brownies. Hey, you shut it up. You're okay. Hey. These motherfuckers is making brownies with peppermint pieces in them. Oh, that's... Y'all niggas is crazy. I can't fuck with it at all. I can't fuck with that at all. So what candy do I like a lot? Candy. I like the Scooby-Doo snacks. Yeah, I mean gummy bears. Just put it like that. I love gummy bears. Put it like that, gummy bears. I miss having a side... Oh, man, the Sidekick for a phone. Now, the Sidekick 3 was probably the most popular one of all time. Two and one was kind of bulky. But yeah, the AIM messages, that was classic. Nigga, you let niggas know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're away. Sometimes niggas used to be away and they wasn't away. You used to say, yeah, man, that was... See, you and to me, the Sidekick era was dope for the college era. that's when it was popping. Like, we was, when Sidekicks was popping, that's when I was in the college. That's when I was in college and after college. During college and post-college, Sidekick era. So that's like, early 2000s to mid 2000s. Like, yeah, that's when it was popping, especially the Sidekick 3, the black ones. I remember they had came out with the Dwayne Wade Sidekick 3 with the basketball print, and it was white. That was dope. That was dope. And it's by far the best texting phone of all time. Oh, that clipboard was, that shit was phenomenal, man. Who is your celebrity lookalike? She says Zendaya, and that's pretty damn accurate. Mine is Michael J. Damn, what's my nigga name? Michael J. White. Michael J. White or Michael Strahan. That's what I get. Michael J. White. And some say I look like Leon from Snowfall. So I guess. Would you rather get a text or a phone call? Text, but if I feel like the text, I don't text out crazy long messages and I don't have to. I love sending voice messages. So if that's the same, that's like a hybrid between text messaging and making a phone call. Making phone calls is cool. I talk on the phone, but I'm selective who I talk on the phone to for a very long time. It's mostly my wife. And then it might be Brit, 12 Cal, you know what I'm saying? Cats like that. But voice message me, that's phenomenal. Yeah. Number 34, I suffer from migraines. She suffered from migraines. I don't get migraines. Sometimes I get headaches, but I remember I used to get headaches a lot, and that was due to the lack of water and high blood pressure. That's a terrible combination, but, I don't know. I just, you know, at 41, almost 42, nigga, I be dealing with a lot of random ass body pains. So nigga just wake up and toes start hurting, back start hurting, shit like that. 35. She's an unprofessional poet. I don't know, man. These words kicking my ass today. She does do poems and stuff like that, and spoken word, et cetera, et cetera. You know, back in middle school and high school, I used to write a lot of poems. I did. I used to do it all the time. And even as an adult, I used to write a couple of my notes and stuff like that, a lot of think pieces and shit like that. But I don't really get down like that no more. I don't. But that's dope, you know. No, you know, that's it. You know, I mean, if I had to compare it to something that I do, something similar to that, it's probably the merch. I'll probably put whatever I'm thinking on the merch, you know? Number 36, I was almost named Ashley. I can't tell you what my name was going to be. I think I was always going to be named after my dad, which I'm named after my dad. My dad's name is Ronald Taylor. My name is Ronald Taylor Jr. You know what I mean? If I had to pick a different name, I'm not sure what I would pick, but I like my name. You know what I'm saying? I've only liked when women call my first name. They always said it nice. And I like my first name, but nobody really calls me by my first name. And my nickname is broken down to who you are. Like, my wife calls me Ron. You know what I'm saying? My granny calls me Ronnie. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think my wife ever called, I mean, playing around maybe, but she doesn't call me Ronnie. She called me Ron. You know, so on my dad's side, on my mama's side, they call me Ronnie. On my dad's side, they call me Ron Ron. My wife calls me Ron. Friends call me anywhere between Baylor and TT. That's shout out to J.E. Yeah. How many tattoos and piercings? My ears are pierced, but I haven't wore earrings and shit probably over 20 years. Tattoos, I've never really counted them, but I have a couple. You know, I have somewhere between 5 to 10, I guess. Just guessing. 38, what was the last concert you went to? Janet Jackson, in a form, a couple of months ago. Saw her get down. She's still sexy. Favorite sport? Shit, between basketball and football. I'm going to say basketball, but I love me some football. Would I ever want to get married? Well, I am. And I've been married. This is my second marriage. First one didn't work out because we just didn't get along. It wasn't compatible. But yeah, I was always the marriage relationship type. Wasn't hard. Never ran from it. Wasn't fronting. Not no pimp. Not no player. So marriage is a thing. I love it. Marriage is dope. You know what I'm saying? 41. I love to paint, listen to music, and sip wine as therapy. I second that. Paint is dope. I'm an artistic type of cat. So yeah, but I don't normally do so. So I'm going to replace paint with merch. Like making merch, listening to music, and sip wine. Sip wine is right on there as therapy and edibles. Shout out. 42. What is a weakness you have? Procrastination. Procrastination and probably relaxing too long, which is same, almost the same as procrastinating, but I tend to self-care a little too much. Yeah, procrastinating. That's my weakness. That's about it. 43. Favorite chips? Good goddamn question. Ruffle Lay's sour cream. Green. Yeah. There's these Southern barbecue wavy chips that I like. They kind of fire because it's like a bold barbecue, sweet, tangy with a little spice to it. But sour cream Lay's is always fire, man. Always fire. What means the most to you? The little things. Phone calls. I like phone calls. I like hugs. I like planning a rec with the homies. You know, that's dope. You know, like quality time with your homies, playing, you know, hooping because niggas can't physically do it. The love language shit? One is gifts. Acts of service, whatever that shit is. So yeah, you give me something that I like, something at my wheelhouse, like that's dope. Like if you buy me a blank crew neck and it's a dope, feel good type of crew neck, don't matter what color it is, because you know I'm a freak it. And you say, look, I bought you this sweater. I need you to make something, put it on there, but it's for you. It's shit like that. You buy me some food. Like I'm, like Joe Budden say, I'm a bird. Like it don't take too much. You know what I'm saying? Like men in general don't really ask for too. You got them pretty boy niggas out there that might say, "Oh, take me to the nail shop with you," some shit like that. Which I don't mind going to the nail shop either. I've been to the nail shop plenty of times with my wife. Got my feet done. Got my hands tampered with or whatever. No polish though. Just clip my shit, clean them up and stuff like that. But yeah, shit like that. I just. You know, I like hug. You know, I like when my wife hug me from the back or, you know, she like to cuddle, throw that big ass thigh over me. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Well, we coming up on the end. Number 45, a memory with my mom from childhood. That's a good one. I don't want to get emotional either. You know what? I'm going to pick one when I was driving. I remember she had a Ford Escape. And I was taking her to a doctor's appointment and we were leaving. It was coming from Bellflower. And I'm just floating across. Like, I'm not speeding or anything like that, doing respectable speed on a freeway. And this is the first time I actually impressed her driving, just out of nowhere. And I was just switching lanes. Like, she seen me, like, you know, looking over my shoulder and shit like that. And I'm switching lanes and everything is just gliding and smooth. And she was like, "Oh, you know how to switch lanes like that." That was her saying, like, "You did a good job." So that's one memory I like. That was dope. You know what I'm saying? Favorite quote? Shit. Favorite quote might be the one that I just said earlier. You know what I'm saying? Something that you don't like, change it. And if you can't change it, change your attitude. I fuck with that one. I mean, there's so many others. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Another day, another dollar. I say that a lot. We here now, you know, well, I don't really say that all the time, but But yeah. No, I like that one. You know what I'm saying? If something you don't like, change it. And if you can't change it, nigga, change your attitude. Basically, if you ain't gonna do nothing about it, shut the fuck up. Favorite accessory that you wear? Favorite accessory that I wear? Favorite accessory? I don't really wear accessories. Tell you the truth. Nah, I can't really say that I have anything outside of like graphic socks. And I will say that, if anything, I mean, I have a watch, and sometimes I'll be forgetting to wear my ring, my wedding ring and socks. I'll say that, my wedding ring and socks, if I can't use that. Let's see. Most embarrassing thing that happened to you. Embarrassing. I can't remember anything embarrassing. I can't remember. If it was something crazy, I definitely wouldn't mind sharing it, but I just can't. I can't. I remember one time Marcy was something like that, and she told me to wash the clothes or some shit like that. I don't know, but I ended up washing some clean clothes one time, and I felt stupid. You know what I'm saying? Other than, like, everybody that has had the moment where they tripped in front of a few girls or something like that. I can't really think of nothing else after that, you know? Let's see, what's the next one? I'm a sentimental person. I keep movies. She keep movie tickets and stuff like that. I'm kind of with her. Like, when I go to sports events, I like to keep the tickets that we bought. Concert tickets, sports event, shit like that, recitals. Yeah, I'm the same way. They end up being everywhere, but same. I'm the same way. I like to keep certain shit. Pictures, for sure. I'm a huge picture guy, even though I have yet to really print something out. And one of my goals, I said a long time ago, was to start making a scrapbook or a photo album. I think that would be dope. So I need to get back to that. I need to remember that. Put a pin in that. Whoever's listening to that episode, please remind me to go purchase a photo album book and start building it. And last but not least, 50th. What do you love about yourself now? I'm aware. I understand that everybody is flawed. I understand that people will take advantage if they can. I understand people understand you now a little bit more. So they are going to treat you how they feel they need to treat you based off of how you let them treat you. And I understand that now. I understand that nobody is doing better than the other person, and we're all here still trying to survive and figure it out. That's why I don't get offended or none of that. I understand that people are who they are. I'm no longer really surprised by what people do or say. And that's what I like about myself, is being more aware. Being aware was never an issue. Being aware and knowing how to understand it and knowing how to deal with it. That's what I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I can still be offended at certain things. I can still feel a certain type of way. I can still feel petty and things like that. But now I understand it. And I get to choose the emotions that's going to take over depending on what that is. I totally understand it now. And I like that. The one thing that I love about myself is my self-awareness and my awareness about others. You know, and understanding that I have flaws, and you start to see the other flaws in people. You don't confront them about it unless it's out of love, but it's just aware of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can listen to a nigga's podcast and I can tell you what type of nigga he is. Not just overall, but like for the episode, or who he used to be, or who she used to be, or how she used to talk, or how she used to carry herself, how she carries herself now, who he's around, what he allowed, what she's allowed, you know, all that stuff. I'm aware of that. And I'm not saying that I know for a fact after just listening to an episode or just being around you and stuff like that. It's just, I observe. If I'm around you enough, I'm going to pick up and I'm going to learn some shit. If you think I'm not thinking about you, you're wrong. And you might be right, depending on how much you think I care about you. It's not to know about you and to care about you is two different things. But just know if you're around me or we communicate a lot, I'm thinking on how the relationship should be and how I should carry it all the time. I break down people's characters all the time. And I put them in certain categories and boxes based off of how they carry themselves, how they treat me, etc. And that's what I love about myself. Whatever they said about a Capricorn, that nigga did that shit. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm a Capricorn. Of course, I'm going to ignore you the moment you give me the slightest cold shoulder after I was emotionally vulnerable with you. I'm a Capricorn. Of course, I know everything before you tell me. You think I got this far by being dumb? I'm a Capricorn. Of course, I was born with financial literacy, boundaries, and trust issues. I'm a Capricorn. Of course, the way I tell you I love you is by adding you to my emergency contacts. I'm a Capricorn. Of course, I avoid shit because I'm afraid of me, not you. My temper go from zero to prison real fast. I am a Capricorn, and of course, I'm basically just a hopeless romantic with a dirty mind who has high standards. I'm a Capricorn, of course. When you meet me, you think I am quiet. When you talk to me, you wish I was quiet. When you know me, you'll be scared when I am quiet.